Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you have a few minutes to participate, ma'am?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Am I speaking with Shirley Goodson?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, before we begin, I need to know if you have reached you on your cell phone. If so, are you in a place where I can talk to you safely without, you know, endangering yourself or others?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
you're
in
not
a
safe place.
Place.
Okay. Okay, and are you registered to vote in, you know, in your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
And which county are you registered?
Valencia.
Valencia. Okay, thank you. And are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, a political party or political blog or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1947.
47. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the last year last grade that you completed in school? Would that be some grade, you know, high grade school, high school,
12th.
Graduate?
12th grade.
Okay. So be high school graduate.
High school.
Okay, and just for statistical purpose, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Hispanic origin or no?
No.
Okay. All right, man, and thinking about the upcoming November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely are you to say that you'll vote in November elections? Are you not all likely, not very likely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
I'm very likely to vote.
All right. And thinking about the upcoming November election for United States Congress, in the election for United States Congress, were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in this district?
It depends.
Okay, so it depends, right? All right. All right, man, do you approve or disapprove the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I don't know anything about how she's doing. I will vote for her for president.
You don't know anything.
I will vote. Okay.
All right, ma'am, now changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first, you know, whether you have heard of that person. Then, if so, tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person, okay? If someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Gabe Vasquez.
I would likely vote for him.
So you strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
I'm favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Joe Biden?
There's no way for Joe Biden.
But do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of him?
Favorable.
Okay. Yvette Harrell.
Not favorable.
So strongly unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. And Donald Trump.
Absolutely most unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, in which of the following issues, you know, areas would you say, you know, is the most important issue deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as most important issues, which one would be? Taxes, crime and drugs, protecting our democracy, the economy and jobs, Social Security and Medicare, National Security and Foreign Affairs, government spending and debt, abortion, the environment and climate change, illegal immigration, security, education, healthcare, inflation, and the cost of living like groceries and gas, or something else. You can tell me that. You can pick two of those that I just read to you, okay?
Two of them?
Two
crime.
Of them to be the most crime and drugs, and what else?
The economy.
Economy, okay. Let me see. Economy and jobs, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and in thinking again about the upcoming November election, how interested are you in this, you know, in the election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, okay? You can, with 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested. Of course, you know, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
10.
10, all right, thank you. And now thinking more about this year's November election, okay, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. You know, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party. For whom
I
would you
vote? For the Democrat.
Would that be definitely
Kamala
Harris or probably? Okay.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, and if the election for U.S. Congress were today, for whom would you vote? Between Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, and Yvette Harrell, Republican.
The Democrat, Gabe Vasquez.
So would that be probably or just definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to read you some stems about the candidates running for U.S. Congress with Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of political campaign, okay? If you read each one, please tell me if this statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her or makes no difference to you one way or the other. Here's the first one, okay? Gabe Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who was open replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crimes, including carjacking, holding views more extreme for most New Mexico Democrats. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her, or makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
No difference. Okay, Gabe Vasquez has supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down. Let's just get rid of immediately. Much more or less, more or less likely to vote for her? Or makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
All right, Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas irresponsible even through oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference. Since you're asking me these questions, can I ask you a question?
Sure, ma'am.
Who are you going to vote for, Gabe or Yvette?
Ma'am, the people they choose to do this service, you know, we don't have no size. You know, we do this service either for Republican or Democrat. So, I mean, it's like...
I got you.
Okay?
We just read.
I mean, we wanna hear your opinion.
Yes, sir.
No matter what the survey is about, you know, we read it. No matter what.
Yes, sir.
We cannot skip a question. We cannot add no Got me, right?
But I understand.
All right, ma'am. Okay, I gave Vasquez a call for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everyone else. Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or makes no difference?
No, I wouldn't like that, so less.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less if he's planning on defunding. Yes, sir.
Okay, Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourages illegal immigrants to support security cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE, okay? Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her or support her? Oh, makes no difference. Now you can choose.
No, just makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Okay, earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Would that make you more or less likely to support him? No, it makes no difference.
No difference. No difference. Everybody
okay,
is.
Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Would that make you more or less? Or no difference?
No difference.
All right, Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with record high prices and worst border crisis in America history. Would that make you more or less likely?
No difference.
Or no difference. No difference. Okay, Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word. Would that make you more or less likely or makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Okay, even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across the border in New Mexico, having the eighth highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug trafficking that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. Would that make you more or less likely? Or it makes no difference.
Makes no difference, but I think I'm going to have to end this because I think it's not a true survey. It's one-sided, and you're asking questions that have different answers.
Well, ma'am, that's...
I'm sorry.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
That's the reason we're doing this. Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the reason we're doing this. The survey is about, you know, it can be good for him or it could be bad, you know, but... this survey is, if you support him, I mean, it's a survey.
Well, let me tell you, I know I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye, but for 1 second, let me tell you this. When I go into that voting booth and I write my little circle down, that's when you guys are going to know who I voted for. So let's just leave it like that. I can't figure out whether you're for the Republicans or you're for the Democrats. So I vote for the person, and let's leave it like that. And I wish you a good day.
There's only four statements more. Okay, and we're done with this survey. Let me.